Most people don't realize how much of their personal information is bought and sold every day. Data brokers are making billions pulling details about you from public records and the internet, then packaging and selling it, usually without your consent. That's how your information lands in the hands of scammers, spammers, and even stalkers. It's why you get endless robocalls and why ads seem to follow you everywhere. That's where Aura comes in. Aura actively removes your data from broker sites and keeps it off. They also instantly alert you if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. But Aura goes beyond data protection. With one app, you get a VPN, antivirus, password manager, spam call protection, dark web monitoring, and even up to $5 million in identity theft insurance, all backed by 24/7 US-based fraud support. Other companies might sell you just credit monitoring or a VPN. Aura gives you all of it, together, at the same price competitors charge for just one service. Start your free trial today at aura.com/protected. Protect yourself now at aura.com/protected.
Fill her up!
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It's a fine and dandy Monday morning, Memorial Day, here in New York City. We're coming to you live from the Gas Digital Studios. It's me, your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, and I'm just beaming. I got to shoot my first half an hour special this weekend, and I want to sincerely thank every single one of you that came out. I think it was the best show of my life, and I am humbled and happy, and thank you to Gas Digital for putting it together. Lewis and Rebecca and Ralph, and I'm beside myself. I am joined by two wonderful guests today, one regular of the show, one we haven't had in quite a while, and I'm very glad to have her, from Super Selly Joe's, stalwart of the program, one of my besties, Joe Gorman. How you doing, dog?
Oh, I'm fantastic, Zach. Thank you so much for having me, my man.
Thank you for being here. And next to him, it's our friend Katie Hannigan. How you doing?
Hello, hello. I'm doing great.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for your time. Let's knock plugs out of the way. Katie, you have something very important coming up. Let's hear all about it.
Yes, I am taping a special this Friday, May 29th at the Bell House in Brooklyn, 9:30. Please get your tickets right now if you're hearing this, because we're close to sold out. That's why I came on. I want to get the last of the tickets. I am a phenomenal artist. You know this.
I know. I'm very well aware.
I'm going to be putting my best foot forward. I have a lot of jokes, and I hope it goes well. That's all I have to say. Please help.
I think it's going to go phenomenal. What's your social so people can check it out?
At Katie Hannigan Forever, and you can get the tickets at, you can just go to labellhouse.com.
Fantastic. Mr. Gorman?
Oh my gosh. Well, as always, you can follow me online at Joe W. Gorman on all platforms, and listen to my podcast. It's called Super Selly Joe's. I do it with my buddy Alex Tomaselli, recorded in my living room. So check it out, support us, and we'll see what happens.
Fantastic.
What will happen?
Yeah.
Instagram, Zach is not funny, punchup.live/Zach Amico for all my dates. I am going on tour with my brother, Crack Amico. We will be out on June the 4th, if you want to bring that up, in Michigan City, then June the 5th in South Bend, Indiana, June the 6th in Kalamazoo, and June the 7th in Detroit. If that goes well, I think we're going to be announcing a lot more. So come out if you can. And if you enjoy this program, go to gasdigital.com. Use that promo code ZOO, Z-O-O. You get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get access to the live chat as well as the archives, thousands of episodes of your favorite gas shows over the last decade. And you get our Friday bonus episode. We do three of these a week. If you want all three, you got to subscribe. And thank you so much for tuning in. You know, the weird thing, and I don't know if you guys get this when you announce dates, I get so frustrated because people ask me, when are you coming here? When are you coming here?
Yeah.
I announced this tour. I honest to God got a guy that said, hey, so excited you're going to be at South Bend. I'm busy that night. When's the next time you'll be here?
It's tough. It's tough. These people don't understand that you're a star. And you can't.
It's not that I'm a star. It's that I'm not coming back to South Bend soon.
It's like how big is the your following in South Bend?
You know, right. Like, it's a small town. Yeah. Are you going to see Mayor Pete? Mayor Pete, he could come to the show.
I wouldn't be opposed. Maybe he's a Crack Amico fan.
Hey, open invite.
Yeah.
You just never know.
He's headbanging to all of the buckets.
You know, some poppers at least.
Yeah, there we go. I'm a big fan.
Oh yeah!
Hell yeah!
Love a little amyl nitrate.
Yeah,
used to be a drug of choice. When I was a gothic in the night party boy, always had poppers on me.
Nice.
Hell yeah!
Used to go to Stimulate, the Bat Cave, and then right across the street was a place called Pyramid, and those were the spots.
The popper spots.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Just go dancing, have a little fun.
Yes.
Yeah. We also used to do poppers on roller coasters.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's that is a choice.
That's a great choice.
Did you ever
shit
your pants?
Never once.
Ooh.
Okay.
They loosen you up, but not like that.
Okay.
I would compare it to like, it's not all asshole.
Okay. it's just kind of a loosey-goosey.
So what poppers are, for new listeners to the show, they're amyl nitrates. They're not anal. Amyl, A-M-Y-L. It's the same family as nitrous, laughing gas.
Okay.
And so it's a non-narcotic high. So it opens up the capillaries in your veins and sends the extra oxygen to your head.
Wow.
So that's why you feel silly. Mm-hmm. And then it acts as a natural muscle relaxant, hence the use in gay sex.
Okay. Nice. Very nice.
I think the first comic I heard talk about it was Kinison.
Oh, okay. Nice.
So yeah, he did it all.
You used to keep a bottle by the bed.
I put it in my ass.
No, well, he would slow down.
Yeah.
He would go, you take a whiff of it and everything slows down. All right, we got a bunch of fun shit to look at today, but let's start. We have been keeping abreast of Miss Britney Spears, and let's start off with this. We've got her sobriety test from when she just got in a bit of trouble.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't appear well.
Uh-oh.
Well, what else is new?
I'm going to take a wild statement here.
Mm-hmm.
I think that conservatorship might have been a good idea.
Yeah, we might need to re-enslave Britney. We were wrong to free
that whole free
she
Britney.
She should not be free.
Yeah,
or at least
she shouldn't have access to TikTok.
Oh no, she should not,
because those are jarring.
Yeah, and like maybe not who had her, but maybe somebody responsible,
somebody that cares about her should be in charge.
A different celebrity who's doing a little better.
Yeah, like somebody that's already financially secure and doesn't need to leech off her wealth.
Like Demi Moore.
Yeah.
Yeah. A matriarch.
Christina Aguilera now.
Yeah. Katy Perry. Have you heard about this?
She's married to Justin Trudeau.
True Daddy.
Mm.
Oh, that would be a good one then.
Yeah.
That would be a very nice one.
Get Britney up there to space.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. Well, let's take a look at Britney's sobriety test.
Straight A's. Oh, it's like, oh, shit.
Do we have Sam?
She starts
dancing.
Well,
I can tell she's fucked up because of the hat. She's wearing a fedora, and that's
it's like,
immediate
why,
fail.
Why was she? It's like, how do people have all of this money and they just don't get an Uber?
Because driving drunk is fun.
I mean,
yeah. You feel invincible.
I guess so.
Is there sound on this or no?
I don't think so.
I thought that was Britney's voice. I was like, wow.
Let me refresh real quick. I don't think there is.
No.
Okay.
It's probably like dash cam footage. Yeah.
She keeps putting her hands on him, which is not a good call.
Uh-oh.
When the cop's shining on you, don't put your hand on him.
Yeah.
I like her outfit, though. She's got a maxi skirt. Aside from the fedora, she's really looking updated.
Man,
Yeah, you don't want to go out drunk dressed like Darkwing Duck.
No.
Her and Justin Timberlake should just get back together because they both love drunk driving.
They get back together and get a driver.
Yeah. They were meant for each other. I mean, like, Britney's whole life has been downhill since she kissed Madonna. The kiss of death.
When was that?
That was like 1999 or something.
That was
like
VMAs. Wow, that was her. I want to say that's VMAs 2000.
Something like that. That was
just right after One More Time. Yeah, that was her early days.
16-year-old Joe Gorman bricked up as fuck seeing that.
I think she started going downhill. I mean, the head shaving. She had postpartum.
Everything with Kevin Federline.
Yeah. Kevin was not a good influence on her. And it's like, once you have a baby, your hormones, you need professional help.
That was her second marriage. Too, because like
her second baby.
Yeah, because she got married to that one. She did like a shotgun wedding to. It was Jason Alexander was his name. And we were like, oh, the Seinfeld guy was like some other dude. It was like her high school sweetheart.
Wow,
or something. Yeah.
That would be actually good for her if she married him. I think that would be romantic.
I mean, yeah, but it was
Beauty and the Beast
whirlwind marriage. Yeah,
wow.
And then she married some other guy. And I think they're already divorced again now. I believe.
Well, she was in bad shape when they had the footage of her going into the gas station bathroom barefoot.
Yeah.
Well, who among us hasn't? You know, you lose a flip-flop in the car and you need to take a piss. You need to get some, what are those? Cronuts. No. Corn nuts.
Oh, okay.
Corn nuts for your ride.
I have recently, within the last year, broken down the door of the women's room in a gas station. Because I had to go
for
so
equal
bad.
Rights. Yeah. Because you said I should be allowed in here.
Because the men's room was blockaded off, and I had been on a tour bus, and it was a do or die situation.
And was there a lady in there?
I banged and said, "Please, if there's any ladies in here, I'll stay." I was like, and then I yelled before I put my head in. And I went, "Guy, I really used the bathroom. There was nobody in there."
I approve of that. You got consent.
There was no one in there.
Yeah.
But then I really did some damage, so I felt bad for the ladies after
pee-pee
me.
Pee-pee or poo-poo?
Oh, a bad poo-poo.
Okay, yeah.
So the thing about tour bus life, no duties.
You can't.
You can't duty on the bus.
No.
You're not allowed to.
No, because
especially if it's not your bus. If you're a hanger-on opener, as I was, no duties on the bus.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're on the road. I don't know about you guys. When I wake up in the morning is usually my bad one.
Oh, that's good. You're regular.
That's important.
If I get up, that's where I go.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on the bus. I woke up. We were luckily already parked in a truck stop, but I had to walk all the way around to get to the open gas station.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was police taped off.
Wow. Oh, there was a crime in there.
No, the men's room. Maybe.
Crime in the men's room.
Another murder.
I mean, at a truck stop.
Could happen.
Of course.
I have been cruised.
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, people think that that's like, I mean, I read all the articles about human trafficking. The truck stops, it's where it's happening.
I got cruised at a Wawa.
Oh, God, that's so Philly. It's so trash.
That's awesome.
I was in the men's room.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a large gap at the bottom of the door to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say shin down, you could see.
Wow. Okay. That's a healthy gap.
That's a lot, yeah.
And a gentleman came in while I was mid my business, talking on the phone loudly, and I believe it was Arabic or Urdu.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Delco.
No,
oh,
no. Okay. Very,
hey,
very.
See the eagles.
Very derka, derka, derka.
Uh-oh.
And then I heard a very performative and loud oops, and the phone came flying in under the door, camera on.
Wow, for his safety.
Hit me in the boot.
Uh-oh.
And I went, "It's cool, dude. I'll kick it back to you." And as I got that sentence out, he appeared under the partition.
Whoa.
And
crawled completely in.
Yikes. That's fucking scary,
dude. To which I panicked.
Yeah.
And started kicking.
Yeah.
And I went, "Take your phone." And I kicked his phone at him. And he went, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry."
Mm.
And then I wrapped up under duress, walked out, and he was waiting for me.
Wow.
And he goes, my friend, I am very sad. Just, you know, I dropped my phone. I was like, not. And he goes, no, it's not, you know, just everything. Like, I think he's making sure I was going to call the cops.
Yeah, damn. Or tell them back in Iran.
Yeah, yeah. Let them know.
They're going to cut off his hands. Like, that's against Sharia law.
And that's why you go in the women's room now. For your own safety.
I think it's the move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever been
assaulted?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. One time, and it was like an old gay guy I was on a train.
You do look fabulous. Though. Yeah, you've got lovely hair and you've got a lovely mustache.
Thank you so much. I didn't even have the mustache at the time. I was like 23. And this old guy, he was just talking to me. He was like, oh, what are you doing on the train? And I'm like, oh, I'm going on a trip with my family. My whole family was there.
Oh, and that turns him on.
Oh, yeah. And he was like, oh, cool. You want me to suck your dick in the bathroom? And I'm like, what? No. And I was like upset. And then my stepdad, I told him, and he went up to the guy and he was like, if you ever come near my boy again, I will fuck you up.
Why didn't you say yes?
I don't want to have gay sex. I don't want to go to hell.
Yeah.
Excellent point.
The Lord doesn't like it.
Yeah, dude. God will be upset. Also, it wasn't like a hot dude. It was like this old crusty guy.
That's,
you know,
it's never.
If 1990s Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh my god, the Titanic's going down.
Yeah. No, Gilbert Grape.
I want to suck your dick.
Gilbert, I milked it. Yeah.
Something came out.
I have been groped on the subway.
Damn.
Old Asian businessman.
Oh,
wow.
Yikes.
You're pulling a diverse crowd, I must say.
Big goosin'.
We're just
from
so
behind, grabbed, I would say, cheek to balls.
Yeah,
from behind,
he had a hefty grip.
Got a almost a bowling ball grip.
Oh, damn, yeah, wow. Like the two in the pink and one in the stink.
Got a real good handful. I turned around, as cliche as it sounds, was in shock.
Yeah,
I did not know how.
That's what happens. You go. It's a fight or flight or freeze. It's happened to me, and I went into freeze. Actually,
and it's like you can't process it.
He just looked at me and he went,
"Whoa!"
and got off the train.
I had a guy one time. I was coming home late, and it was actually Memorial Day. This was 3 years ago.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Well, I stayed out late because, you know, on the Sunday night, you're like, well, it's still a Saturday.
Yeah.
But then I stupidly was walking home because I love walking. And then you're out and you're like, it's a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
A guy was on a scooter wearing a scream mask, which I know you love. Passing me with the scream mask, and then I thought he was gone, and I heard something came up behind me and grabbed my ass with both of his hands, and I froze.
Yeah.
Froze. And I turned around, he was hobbling away. I assume because he was hard. It probably did it for him.
Yeah.
But it was terrifying.
That sucks.
I mean, a scream mask?
Yeah. That's awful.
Talk about hiding in plain sight.
Yeah.
Well, he also had the cloak.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he was a full Scream costume. But, you know, actually pretty smart.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to do it, you wear a Jason mask and you're like, before you fucking grab their ass or something. Watching behind the bushes.
But that's a thing now, though. People will run up on you on the e-bike and they'll assault you. And then they'll just zip off.
That's unfortunate. That's really it's really unfortunate to be a woman.
Your guys' stories were fun, and then mine were really
I would say it was fun.
It's 100% different.
Yes.
Yeah. It's funny that it happened to us because we could punch him in the face.
Yeah.
We could process. Or, you know,
and
in my case, my dad.
And failing at it is funny.
Yeah.
I
was in genuine danger.
There's a power balance that should be recognized there. It's funny when it happens.
Also, there's almost when a guy assaults another guy, hey, what the fuck? The guy's like, oh shit, fucking, kind of regress. But when a woman is the guy's like, whatever, fucking, I'm a fucking dude.
Yeah, and also, weren't damaged emotionally.
I was traumatized from it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, we weren't afraid to go out.
Yeah.
It just goes on. It's like, oh, that was a weird thing, but that's probably not going to happen.
I still walk home all the time. I don't know. I just go out in the city late at night. I don't care.
Well, you just assume that, you know, people wouldn't do stuff like that.
Yeah,
you
know, but I just love moving my legs around.
Yeah. It's everyone has a right to be able to walk home without
I love
being
this
assaulted.
Really turned into a feminist podcast quick.
This is. Zach's an ally.
We are surprisingly progressive here.
Yeah. I believe it. No, I know you guys are.
I probably have a trans kid.
Who knows? I mean, I wouldn't talk to
that.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know. Probably.
I made one.
They're probably running around doing their thing.
All right. Well, second update here on Brittany. Apparently,
sorry, Zach, real quick. Before we get to that one, I just found another dash cam footage that was just released.
Oh, beautiful.
So this is before they take her out of the car, before the sobriety test, if you want to take a peek.
Oh, breaking news.
No, there has to be something wrong with the sound.
So, Shannon, I'm going to just take it that YouTube, we're having trouble with the getting anything to play sound.
Yeah, Jorge is under the desk troubleshooting at this moment. I apologize.
That's all good.
Don't get down there, Jorge.
It's more of a visual thing. Slut.
Hey, guys, today's episode is brought to you by our great friends at YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. That's right. Stop going to smoke shops, bodegas, or gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time and you don't even know what's in there. When you go to YoKratom.com today, they have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at Gas. If you don't use Kratom, don't start on my account. But if you use Kratom for one of its many, many benefits, there's only one place in the world, and there's no promo code needed. Why? It's already the best deal in the world of Kratom. $60 for a whole kilo delivered right to your gosh darn door. So check them out today, guys. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. All right, let's get back into the program.
Yeah. Well, while we're waiting for that, can we do the other, what she told the cops?
Yeah, like I can tell you, because that one also is like an audio clip of her saying it, but I can recap.
Oh, then we'll wait.
Okay.
We'll wait. We'll, let's, move. We'll come back to that. But we can talk about this in the meantime. Something near and dear to my heart. I think it might be time for a certain country to call revolution again.
Uh-oh.
I think we might need to start cutting some heads off.
Oh, yeah?
France bans Zyns.
Wow.
Zootalores.
And all other nicotine pouches. With violators facing 5 years in prison.
Ooh.
And this shocking fine... Shannon,
I you know what? That's cool, because like I hope France brings back smoking a cigarette on those long filters like Cruella de Vil.
That's why they banned it, because they love cigs.
That's all I can think of. My first stereotype of Frenchman would be
a mime with a chain smoking habit.
A stinky mime of smoking.
A beret, a striped shirt.
Full white face.
Yeah, long twirly mustache.
Baguette.
Baguette.
Yeah.
Running from a Nazi.
Yeah. Surrendering immediately.
Right, with a white flag in one hand and a cigarette in the other. So I would assume that this is a pro-smoking thing.
Yeah.
Because it can't be that it's so bad for you that it's worse than smoking.
Hmm.
Right. Are you guys Zyn users?
No. I got two in right now.
Oh, what flavor?
They are not Zyns. They are breakers. Mm. So they are mango.
Ooh.
And they have a little ball inside that you bite.
Whoa.
And it's like a flavor pouch.
Wow. Mm. They're really getting high tech.
Yeah, they're pretty goddamn good. It sucks to go to states where you're not allowed to have the flavored ones.
Oh.
Because then you have to go back to the regular tobacco.
You have to raw dog it.
Oh,
yeah.
They banned it for what? Like it causes cancer?
No, that they don't want kids to get the flavors.
Oh, because it's like candy.
I usually go spearmint.
Yeah, that's nice.
I like a minty because then it's like a mint and a...
Yeah. But now, like, that's why kids are, like, always, like, vaping and stuff, because it has, like, all the flavors.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, like, they don't understand, like, you should smoke a cigarette and look fucking cool.
Of course.
I actually like a vape now. I don't do it regularly, but I used to smoke, like, years ago, you know, just to be cool. But, like, a vape, I'm like, ugh. A little strawberry, like get me on my way. I love it.
I vape weed, but that's just like in the house to have it, you know, not
fucking
impose.
Up your upholstery.
Yeah, and like you also don't want to, like, the neighbors don't complain
you can't smoke
and shit
inside. It's gross.
It's like
it's
too
gross.
Much. But like if I'm out and about, fucking pack that bowl, baby.
I was very good about it until other people on my floor. We're very obviously also smoking, and then I gave up, and now we sometimes I light incense.
That's funny. My landlord just like will like smoke a cigar out on the porch, and it's like, oh, what am I worried about? You know, like this guy, that's like a super
Where
cigarette.
Where do you live, Astoria?
No, I live in Williamsburg.
Oh, right, right.
Please don't show up to my house and kill me.
Yeah.
Just got to be safe.
I do. I just smoke bowls in the house at this point.
But you don't. When I used to smoke weed, I always vaped because it's like the flavor is better. I felt like the high is better. Like when you really burn it, like you're just charring
up. You get high, high too. I think like a vape, you can control it a little bit more.
Oh, and yeah, like, maybe that's right.
Because like sometimes like if you just take like a fucking bowl to the head, you're like, whoa, I'm fucking high. But like a vape is like, okay, cool. I can still like fucking do a little of my job and shit.
Yeah, you know? And also when you're actually burning the bowl, it's terrible for your throat. And if you talk for your job, like the best thing I think is a vape or do like a bubbler for your voice.
A bong filled with ice cubes is the move too.
Oh, medicinal.
Yeah. I like
that. What was the froze bowl, the freeze pipe?
I think so.
So I have, it was a sponsor here. I have one. I believe it's the freeze pipe. You put it in the freezer.
Ah!
And it's got a coil of a chemical that just, it doesn't completely freeze, but mm-hmm. it gets right to like 32 degrees.
Yes.
And when you smoke it, the smoke goes through that coil and comes out ice cold.
Whoa. That's awesome.
I did a homemade version of that one time at a comedy club where the owner just took everyone in the back and was like, this is his thing he does. Mm-hmm. Like he keeps a bong in the freezer. I don't remember what it was. And it was cool.
Yeah.
It's very good. However, you can't keep it in the freezer for more than an hour or two or the glass will crack.
That's what I was
which
thinking.
Which, as a stoner, is an issue.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you go, I want to smoke this in an hour.
Yeah.
And then you're about your day and you're like, oh, I've put it in the freezer all day.
Yeah.
And now I have to hope I did not crack it.
I just smoked glass.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. God. It was just the bowl would. I have had times where I've straight up smoked a bowl somebody dropped. And it's jagged on the end. You try to like smoke it sideways.
Right. Oh, man, that's how you know.
Well, I saw there was a girl that she had the glass straw, you know, and mm-hmm. she's like drinking her smoothie, whatever. She feels something go down. It was like the straw broke and she just sucked.
Oh, my God.
Down.
That's like a fucking Final Destination type death.
Yeah. And you have to go to the hospital and like poop it out supervised. You can't fuck around with that.
Damn.
Oh, supervised pooping sounds horrible. I had to get poopervised. Shannon, tell us why France has banned Zins.
So it looks like it's primarily for public health reasons. They're concerned about youth nicotine addiction and the rapid rise in flavored oral nicotine products. So, yeah.
Stay out of my body, government.
I mean, it's like, yeah, kids are going to do it if they want to do it, you know?
But also, like, everyone in Sweden uses the snus. I think it's something like 70% of people use it, and they don't have a high mouth cancer rate.
Yeah, because they probably don't put any additives in it, I would imagine.
So I've gotten it sent from Sweden.
Yeah.
It's pasteurized.
Oh, wow.
Because over there, it's like an FDA rule that tobacco has to go through pasteurization. And that actually kills a lot of the shit that is bad for you.
Really? Wow. That's crazy.
It's also just grass. It's just a plain.
It's strong.
Is it? Wow.
Somebody sent me one, and I'm used to, like, I've been dipping since, on and off since high school. Because I was on the wrestling team.
Oh, yeah, that's all the wrestlers would dip.
Well, because we had a spit.
Yeah, yeah.
To make weight.
Yeah. Right.
And it would curb appetite and shit. Yeah.
Exactly.
All the wrestlers would always have like their cups.
The Gatorade.
Like, yeah, yeah.
The Gatorade bottle, yeah.
Oh, man, that's a,
and then when I could switch something where I didn't have to spit, that was ideal because I never liked the spitting part.
Yeah.
And then somebody sent me Swedish snus in the mail and it was so fucking strong.
Wow.
It was like the first time you try nicotine as a kid. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what is it? The Sandlot where they all puke?
Yeah, it's a lot. But like, you also get like that the first time, like I remember like the first time I smoked a cigarette.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah, totally.
I've never
up.
Felt like a euphoria like this. Like,
yes,
I feel like
it's strong.
You chase that perpetually. And eventually just like, what am I doing? Like, you don't feel the buzz and you're coughing. And it's like, but still, it's that if every time I smoked a cigarette, I would get like that nicotine high buzz.
I get that now if I ever smoke. But then it's like, I immediately, like two puffs later, I'm sick.
I'm like, oh, great. Yeah. I got cancer. I always think, I'm always, oh, God. I
get a horrible stomach cramp and then I have to shit immediately.
Or the next morning, if you're had a few beverages. I can handle two cigarettes. I'm an adult. And the next day you wake up feeling like
hangover. So worse.
Feeling like dick. All right. Well, you know what, France? I say get out of my body.
Yeah.
I say put some nicotine in a baguette. Okay. Let's make it more
French. Acting like a bunch of baguettes if you ask me.
Whoa.
I get it. I guess if kids... But it's pretty popular.
It's like everyone uses children to justify any kind of regulation. Like, oh, we can't have like titties on late night cable because what if children see it, or, you know, vulgarity.
Yeah, that's stuff. The opposite in Europe, though.
Yeah, and then like, oh, and so, but and it's funny because like we don't have as much regulation on tobacco products here.
But they also aren't they drinking at 12?
I think it's
they
like,
do. They have wine. I think it's like as long as it tastes bad, they're fine with it.
Yeah, I don't think there's like an age, but it's sort of just like an understanding of like, yeah, you can give them like a glass of wine here and there, and it's,
totally
it's
no. And but also they banned all of that. Like they can't have like the Red 4, all that stuff that's delicious that we like. They banned all of that, so it makes sense.
Like European candies just taste so much different because they don't have as many artificial sweeteners.
Yeah, like they
and
don't
stuff.
Have that like nasty stuff with the chocolate, but like they're fine with you smoking. You just have to smoke a cigarette at 12.
Yeah, but which is honestly what you should be doing anyway, because then it's also easier for your parents. But hey, you smell like a fucking cigarette. You know, like, oh, did you have like a mango smoothie?
I know. Yeah. Well, it's easy to be like, you smell like cotton candy. Yeah. What the fuck?
My son's fucking cool. Great. Yeah. Now I got to deal with a cool kid.
My son has a cotton candy problem.
Yeah. I got accused of smoking throughout high school by both my parents, and I never smoked.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but I hung out with people.
You hung out with like
they
all
could
the
smell it.
And I would always get accused of smoking.
Mm-hmm.
My parents smoked. I would sneak a little cigarette from my mom.
Ah.
Yeah.
My wife's sister, her mom used to buy her cigarettes at 13.
Ooh. Wow.
And I can't imagine. I got into incense lately, and I specifically buy the like black lady ones. They're literally called like black pussy.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And they're like black lady, and I think they all smell really good. And if we're going to smoke in the house, I light one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I got that from my sister-in-law. I was like, well, I used to smoke in my room, and I would light incense. And I was trying to think, I would be in so much trouble for lighting incense in my room. Yeah. If I had been 13, 14, that would have been an investigate. That would have been
Parents were strict. I smoked cigarettes in my room. I just cracked the window. Just blow it right out.
I lived in an apartment.
Oh, okay. A little easier.
Yeah, I would have been, I have to preface this.
Mm-hmm.
The way my mom and my aunt claim, what my mom and aunt claim is that they're very sensitive to smells.
Okay.
So, like, if I wore Axe in the morning... My mom would hang her head out the car window, gagging.
Mm. Wow. It is, well, Axe is strong. My husband
uses
it.
I mean, anything.
It.
But, like, moms are also.
Any cologne.
Yeah.
Moms are bitches.
Moms are the most dramatic human beings on the face of the
any cologne. Earth. My mom would go, what? Zachary, your perfume.
I can't wait to have kids. I'm going to be just like that.
Calling your son's cologne perfume.
And I go, Mom, it's not perfume. I'm a boy. She goes, you aftershave.
That is such a mom thing.
She could never get the word cologne. The word cologne just didn't exist in her head.
Yeah.
My first boyfriend wore like heavy Armani.
Mm.
And when every now and then I catch a whiff of it going down the, and I'm like, Andrew, like it's crazy. It brings it back.
I'm an Old Spice guy from puberty to grave, baby.
Oh, okay.
I like consistency.
Yeah,
that's the way to go.
Old Spice is the working man's perfume.
That is, you know what? It does have a very like, oh, this is like a grandpa smell.
Yeah,
but like I'm okay with that. You know,
I try lately. I've been doing anything that's sandalwood and bourbon.
Oh,
okay. You
or,
like a forest.
If I have money, Sauvage.
Ooh.
Whoa, Johnny Depp.
Sauvage is very nice. But to give you an idea of how sensitive my family is to smells, for Christmas this year, I get my uncle the same thing for Christmas every year.
Okay.
Which is a multi-pack of Dr. Squatch soap.
Okay.
You know what? That's a really nice gift. That's a really nice gift.
I had a talk with him a couple years ago about it. He's like, that's great. And he said, if you want to get me that every year, because I get him enough for the year.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just about out next Christmas.
It's great.
That's our deal. And he goes, they're great. So I got him that and a bourbon body wash. It was in a box. When my mom brought it out for Christmas, it was in a garbage bag.
Oh, wow.
And I went, why? She goes, Zachary, something broke in there. It fucking stinks. And I went, are you sure? Zachary, I could smell it from across the fucking room. And my uncle opened it, and it was just a regular pack of soap.
Yeah,
you know what? I got to tell you, though, because this could be a female thing, because I did the Don't Tell when the Dr. Squatch sponsored it. And they gave us – I love anything free. Mm-hmm. I'm like, give it to me. I took all the soap. It was so strong. I had to put it in a Ziploc bag. I don't even know what I was thinking.
Dang.
I can't use it. It's like a very man smell. It was so strong. I put it in a Ziploc bag, put it in a drawer, and it was like stinking up the little cupboard I had it in.
Maybe it's a female thing.
Yeah. I think I know I have a stronger sense of smell than Mike.
I would definitely say so.
Yeah. Because I'll be like, oh my God, I smell something weird. I'm like going around and he just has no idea.
Mm.
You know?
I'm a big fan of the Pine Tar Dr. Squatch.
Oh, yeah.
They have great scents for dudes. I do like them.
It's everything has been very smell oriented.
That's cool. I use tea tree soap.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I have like a little.
Go off, King.
Yeah. I have one of those like little loofahs. So I just put it on the loofah and I just fucking scrub my ass down. And then I have a nice facial cleanser and a toner afterwards. Kelly's got me like fucking minding my P's.
Your skin looks great.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Not bad for 42, huh?
Yeah. You look good.
Thank you.
I always forget you're 42.
I'm an old ass man.
You are a young man at heart.
I have a youthful je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, you don't have any gray. No gray.
Not yet.
I'm a washcloth guy recently.
That's good. You gotta do a washcloth.
It feels a little black.
I didn't know this till recently, but it is a stereotype that white people only use the bar. And that's because
white
people will
be washing with the same bar with somebody else's pubic hair on it.
Putting the bar to their own asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's not clean.
No, well, I always lathered up with the bar and then use my hand.
Oh,
well,
no.
I don't rub the bar. I rub the bar on like my chest.
I've been a washcloth person for my life.
We've always been a washcloth person at my house. My sister had her own washcloth. I had my own washcloth. You know, it was just how it was.
I'm washcloth and slides.
Off. Yeah.
Slides is the other new thing that makes me feel black.
Oh, I love a slide. That makes me feel, I found it like Asian because I get them from the TikToks.
Oh, that's a good, that's a good
the
one.
House shoes.
It helps,
That was last year's gift for every woman in my family was the cloud slides.
Yes, we both have them. We love those.
What I do for every holiday is I've got my wife, her sister, her mom, my mom, my aunt, my grandma, and my stepmom.
Mm-hmm.
I do a base gift for all of them.
Oh, wow.
That's smart, Zach. That's really smart.
So that there's no competition. And then wife gets her own gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma gets her own gift. And mom gets her own special thing.
That's nice.
But everybody else gets base gifts. So last year was slides. This year was, and Shannon got one too. It's not a slanket.
I think it's
a blanket hoodie.
Oh, so it's kind of like a snuggie sort of.
No, but it's a hoodie.
Oh.
It's a hoodie that goes.
Oh, a hoodie blanket.
Your,
yep, I've seen
your
them.
Shins.
So it's almost like a Jedi robe type thing.
No, it's like a hoodie. It goes over. It's a pullover.
Oh shit!
And Shannon, your review.
In this like nightmare winter that we had, every single day I would go home, change my clothes, put that on over my clothes, and I just lived in it. I love it.
So Shannon's part of my bitch squad. There.
Of course.
You seem like you would be a really good gift giver. That's a great strategy.
It's. No one gets mad. Like, there's no competition over it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gets a whole one thing.
Yeah, and usually it's one high quality. Like, I go like a nice one thing.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to take care of my ladies.
That's good. Good for you, man.
Absolutely.
Hey, guys, real quick. You ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft, like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and in the bedroom too. And it's not just about tea. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So, while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural testosterone levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. That's ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. PowerBrainCoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show. We got sound yet, Shannon?
Yes, we have sound.
All right.
All right. Let's watch this first police. The thing we were going to watch.
Yes, this is the DUI dash cam.
We have you get out of the car. We'll put you in one of our cars and we'll drive around the corner so we're somewhere that there isn't a bunch of people driving by.
No, I don't want to get in your car, sir. You if you come to my house, I'll make you food and lasagna or whatever you want.
Nice.
I have a pool.
You can swim my pool. I'll make you lasagna. I'll suck your dick.
Well, the reason I pulled you over like I'm telling you is because you were driving in the middle of two lanes, okay? I want to make sure that you're okay to drive. I understand that, but like I said, that's why I pulled you over. And now that I'm talking to you, I smell alcohol, okay? So that's why I want to conduct a DUI investigation, okay? I'm going to ask you again. Step out of the car, okay? Okay, that's okay. Good. I'm sorry? Okay, I need you to step out of your car, okay? Mm,
this is like white privilege,
okay, well,
too.
Sorry, it's not like that. I'm being
I know, he's really being like, kind about it.
Yeah, because like it's like they went in, maybe this is like my propaganda sense going off, but I don't think they would be that patient if it were a man or a minority behind
it. Well, they know they're going to release the tape. Yeah, they're we're going to sell this for
$5,000. Yeah, it's
grand.
Like, look how fucking... see how these police officers aren't kneeling on her neck for 8.5 minutes?
I don't think it has anything to do with that. I think it's they go, oh, this is Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Yeah, TMZ
this
will buy.
This is coming out.
Yeah.
I need to mind my fucking P's
but
and Q's.
They also gave her the option, though, because they're noticing that she's like a high profile figure.
Yeah.
They said, we can go around the block if you want, so no one sees this. I feel like they're being very accommodating.
Yeah, no, they're being extremely accommodating.
Well, she's being accommodating. She offered to make up a lasagna.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay. Yeah. Let's go. Let's
swimming in the pool, eating some lasagna.
Hell
that's
yeah.
Tight.
I mean, it sounded like she didn't just pull that out of her ass. She has a recipe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or she has lasagna in the house currently that she's drunk and thinking about.
Yeah.
I make a great lasagna, can I say that?
I believe it.
Yep.
And I bet, because there are times going home drunk, going, oh, I got half a tray in the fridge.
Oh,
there,
my
is
God.
There nothing better
I'm
than realizing
that bad boy
that.
Open
yeah.
cold?
Oh, yeah. You got to soak up the alcohol.
Yeah. Like, oh, my God, I have that at home. Yeah.
I don't know how you, I love cold leftovers.
Mm.
Cold lasagna.
Cold pasta's good.
Yeah, that'll. And then, of course, everyone knows lasagnas, anything like that, better the next day.
Oh yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
I make it with a bechamel, and that stuff, it soaks into the pasta. Ugh, so good.
Nice.
All right, so was that pretty much the end of that, Shannon?
Yeah, I think so. We can go on to the other one.
So, she apparently told the cop something, and this is, I would say, if this is not a blatant lie, this would be a big reveal in the Britney Spears backstory that we have yet to uncover.
I'm going to, a spoiler alert, this is true.
Ooh.
Oh, good.
Yes, I checked.
I'm going to read you a couple things, okay? Yes, so this is what's called Watson advisement, okay? So you are hereby advised that being under the influence of alcohol or drugs or both impairs your ability to safely operate a motor vehicle.
I take Lamictal and Prozac every morning, okay? I'm like a step for life.
Okay.
Baseline is Prozac.
Okay.
Every 60% of women take Prozac.
Okay. Therefore, it is
she's
extremely
right.
dangerous to human life to drive while under the influence of alcohol or drugs or both. If you continue to drive under the influence of alcohol or drugs or both, and as a result of that driving someone is killed, you could be charged with murder. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir, I know. Okay. My mom accidentally killed a man on a bike.
Whoa!
I never did that before.
Okay.
He was a biker.
Yeah, okay, I'm sharing with you another thing was called implied consent, okay?
And nothing happened to her.
So,
why didn't they kill her?
Okay.
Why didn't they arrest her? How come my mom got away with everything?
Okay, so because
my mom tried to kill me.
Because you have been arrested for DUI.
I'm not arrested, sir.
You are required by state law to submit to a chemical test to determine the alcohol and or drug content of your blood. You have a choice of taking a breath or blood test. If you refuse to submit to or fail to complete a chemical test, your driving privilege will be suspended for 1 year or revoked for 2 or 3 years. You do not have the right to talk to an attorney or have an attorney present before stating whether
That's
you will
right.
submit
I know
to
my
a
right,
test
sir. I know my rights.
Before deciding which test to take or during the test. If
I know
you cannot
my
complete
rights.
The test you choose, you must submit to and complete a remaining test. Do you understand what I have explained to you?
Pause.
Damn. That's
wow.
crazy. Damn. Britney
so before
has
we even
fucking,
open up, the, yeah. my mom killed somebody.
Yeah, she has a point.
Yeah.
She should be let go.
She has some demons.
Before we open that can of worms, isn't part of you like, don't do the breathalyzer, Britney?
Right.
Yeah.
She's just going to lose her.
Don't do it.
She's going to lose her license for a year.
You're going to lose it either way. You're going to lose it either way. You're drunk. Wait till the blood test and see if it clears out of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
absolutely.
Get a lawyer. Get some. Because. Wait, because you're fucked either way.
Right.
Yes.
Part of me is like, come on, Brittany. Make the right call. Do the blood test so that they have to take you in.
Mm-hmm.
That way you get an attorney to argue.
Drink some water.
Right. Yeah.
Get a Gatorade.
Get some. Yeah, clear it out a little, baby. Don't do the breath.
That's really something like.
If you know you're drunk, don't do the breathalyzer.
What did she blow? Should I say who?
Probably a lot of scary old men when she was young.
Yeah.
And that's part of this.
A lot of producers.
Yeah. Shannon, keep it going.
You understand the other side of the half of the defense of a revelation of a woman who has the hands of a right hand and then understands her rights as a woman and that knows that she's the victim of lead has this morning at 1 o'clock she had a pause.
God, this is the story of a girl named Unlucky.
She's so lucky.
Damn. That's crazy.
She knows her rights.
Did her accent change?
It kind of went from like, it kind of went more Valley Girl. I think it was like she's trying to fawn a little bit. Like
Southern.
Yeah, it was like, I know my rights. And as a woman that's a woman, I am on Prozac and I have the rights of a woman.
It's very performative, but hey, she's drunk. She's trying to get out of something.
Yeah.
Shannon, do you have the info on what her mom did? And has this come out before?
So the mother actually wrote about it in her own memoir.
Of course she did.
She has admitted to it. And the quote-unquote man that she hit was a 12-year-old boy.
Whoa! That's even fucking what?
That's so fucked up.
Because like, a man makes it seem like, okay, maybe he was like riding his bike too close to like the highway.
I thought maybe it was like a motorcycle. Motorcycle accidents happen all the time.
But like, a 12-year-old?
She just clipped a kid.
It sounds like she was like fucking drunk driving in the suburbs or something.
Yeah, what's the story here, Shan?
So it says in 1975, she was driving in heavy rain. She was trying to bring her injured brother to the hospital. And
she hit with her car.
And this kid was on a bicycle, 12-year-old Anthony Winters. And he just, I guess, kind of like came out of nowhere. And so she was not criminally charged for it.
Hmm.
But that was 75. I mean, like, they were losing kids left and right. They were probably like, he decided to run away from
like,
home.
Oh, we'll make another one. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, they just didn't care.
It was a different. They drink out of the fucking garden hose back then. They're not soft.
I feel like in 75, they would have been like, that's his fault.
Yeah.
Totally.
Oh, what were you doing? You should have paid attention. You got to pay attention to these vehicles.
I know. What was the race of the kid? Just wondering. Because this was the same.
It would explain why she didn't see him at night.
Should have been smiling.
Shannon, let's finish this one out.
What time is it? There's so many hours that have gone by that I've worked my ass off and did my hair. Okay, by three of my hairdressers that have done and therapy.
Do you understand what he said? Do you understand you have to do a breath or blood test? Do you understand
I know, but I do not agree with saying that I'm a risk.
Okay, listen, okay, that's fine. You don't have to agree. Have to choose a test. Let him finish. Answer his question.
No, but I don't agree with what he said.
Okay, I did not say you have to agree.
He said you understand. I don't understand when you say that I don't have, I'm being a risk or QI. I don't believe that.
Okay, that's fine.
Oh, Brittany.
Man, they're trying.
Yeah,
I hope she goes back out on tour.
Yeah, I think I finally got a chance with her now.
Yeah, I'll see her. Yeah. I'll see her in Vegas.
You know, there's always a day, Joe.
Yeah.
There's a chance in the great scheme of things that no matter how beautiful a woman is, that you on your best day meet her on her lowest.
And well, you're
Venn diagrams meet just for, they just touch for a second.
You just need to feel safe.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
That's what's up.
By the way, she did blow.
Oh, no.
And because, you know, they do two separate tests and one was 0.05, one was 0.06. So it might be in her favor. That
okay. That's that's technically.
She was just on pills.
She was just a bad driver.
Yeah, well, she was on. Yeah, she was probably.
That's what she said. She said, look, I'm fucked up on pills.
Yeah.
I mean, Prozac doesn't.
It doesn't like
make you have a hard time driving.
It shouldn't.
Chad, what did I blow again? The power hour?
It was like 0.02 or something negligible.
We did a power hour and we're doing shots of liquor.
Oh, shit.
You blew 0.02 taking shots?
Shannon?
Yeah, it was like it and mine was like a 0.23 or something.
Whoa, damn.
Oh my God, Shannon, that's scary.
Animal. God damn.
And I wasn't taking the shots with them. The guys were doing the shots. I was just doing one shot of White Claw every minute for an hour.
We did one shot of White Claw every minute for an hour. And then what were we doing? Tequila?
Tequila.
Oh my God.
Zach, I'm going to call you next time I'm hammered.
Dude, I somehow got more sober in the power. I had gone higher, continued to drink, and blew lower.
Wow. Like got to your baseline.
Yeah, I hit my wall, and I just stayed there. So I am the person that I laid on, other than a few occasions in the last couple of years where I've mixed the wrong things, I have been the get people in cabs, make sure everybody's home safe kind of guy.
Yeah. That's good.
I don't, that was not the case. I used to be like a blackout drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
More, I cut myself, I've become the switch to water guy and like get people in cabs.
Good for you.
I'm the same way, where it's like you just can't let it. I just black out so easily that I'm like.
Well, they say the more you black out, the more.
Yeah.
Typically, you will. Like now, your body shuts off quicker.
Yeah, that's like your. Yeah. It goes into that area.
Yeah. So as I'm just careful now because it's scary. Yeah. It's scary as a lady because you're like, did I blow someone? What happened? Did I blow a hobo?
By the way, that's not just the lady here.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, things have happened. I've gotten photos.
Oh boy.
I also, and I had this conversation this week. I don't know if it's responsible or just I know me at this point. When I go buy liquor, I buy Pedialyte too.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
And I make myself drink the Pedialyte. I usually
drink
do
it first?
No, I drink it at the end of the night. Well, I
smart.
Chug a, I try to do at least a liter or two of water. And I'll do ice cold Pedialyte, or I'll put the Pedialyte, I'll put the, excuse me, the water in the freezer. Take a completely frozen bottle of water to bed with me, a cold Pedialyte, and then as the water melts, drink that through the night.
Yeah.
Smart.
That's what you're supposed to do anyway. It's like, it really makes the hangover better. Mm-hmm. I drink coconut water like every day. Otherwise, I'll just feel hungover and I'm just dehydrated and 40. So.
I'm a big fan of the liquid electrolyte. The Water Boy is my favorite.
Oh, I like the LMT.
Okay.
I like those ones.
And I've also been doing emergency.
The element.
Emergency is good. Yeah.
Every on the road, because I get sick every time I fly.
Oh, my God. Oh, I love supplements. Give me a supplement.
And I feel like it's, I don't know if it's the recycled air.
It is.
It's being around a million people.
It's everything.
Touching a billion things.
You're just in like this giant tube that's like a germ exchange.
And then you're on the road and, you know, you shake hands with a gazillion fans.
Yeah. You're in a new environment, too. And
so I do a water bottle with an emergency to start every morning now. And
wow,
it's really cut how much I get sick on the road.
Good.
And when you get old and you start taking care of yourself, you're like, damn, I should have done this at 30.
You,
like,
you
I
realize
feel so good now.
It's like, oh, this is how I feel like when I just like move my body accurate amount and have enough water and get 8 hours of sleep.
Yeah. I just started taking iron supplements.
How's that going?
Haven't shit.
Uh-oh.
But, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Changing
my life.
May I recommend nicotine pouches?
Thank you.
They make Alps, the one that Tucker Carlson does. Shout out Tucker.
Ooh.
He does 12 milligram ones.
Whoa.
If you need to shit, I would say an iced coffee and one of those.
Yeah.
And you are, I mean, I dare you not to. I mean, that would be a great radio contest.
Yes.
Like keeping your hand on a car.
Yeah. It's like you just can't shit.
You just kill people immediately. That would murder. Because didn't the one lady die from hold your wee for a wee?
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
Hydrotoxin.
Yeah, she drank so much water and it ended up like diluting her. Like all like the sodium in her body or
it
something.
It can happen.
Like yeah.
It can happen.
Like she like drowned from within.
Yes.
From that.
It's crazy.
I have to be very careful about how I tell a story. I was on a project with someone who was in a costume that was very not breathable. And he was very stupid and did not tell us that he had a history of hydration issues.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
And when he got out of the costume, instead of drinking the water that was provided, he went to Crafty and drank 7 sodas back to back.
Wow. Was it a caffeinated soda? It took a Sprite or like Diet Coke?
It was a very sugary soda.
Wow, oh, that's going to just dehydrate you
good.
Even more.
That's not good.
And it was very bad.
Wow.
And we found out that we thought it was one thing, and it turned out it was the chugging 7 sodas when that dehydrated.
Yeah,
that's gross.
And then his mother had to fly to where we were because he was not well.
Oh, no.
Wow.
And she said, oh, this is like the third or fourth time he's done this.
No.
And we're like, because we made him like sign stuff. Like,
you got to drink water, dude.
He also signed stuff that was like, I know what I'm doing. Like, I'm of good health and stuff.
Yeah.
But that was a very scary. We all thought we were going home, and we all thought we were maybe getting charged with
murder.
At one point, we thought our thing we were working on was done, and that some of us may be going to trial.
Oh, yikes. Wow, that's scary.
But you know, it's hard. It's hard when you don't like water. Some people don't like the taste of water.
It's like a non-taste, but it's also like your body is like 80% water.
I drink it with a straw. I just guzzle it down.
I just don't think about it. And like,
I think ice water is so like.
Yeah.
And I know not everybody likes cold stuff.
I like the room temp, but I gotta put like a lemon or something in there because the New York City water, there's no electrolytes in this water here. They filter it out.
Yeah, it's just fluoride.
Yeah, goes right to your brain.
I use the Brita. I rock that. I keep it in the fridge. I start my morning off with a glass of... I just try to drink more water throughout the day.
I do the big... I have something like a Stanley, but it's bigger.
Yeah.
I do fill it with ice to the top, and I got to finish it by the end of the day.
Oh, I love my Stanley. Yeah. I love my Stanley.
That was this year's Mother's Day gift for everybody.
Yes! Yeah. Not one woman in my family.
Not one woman in my family had a Stanley. Isn't that crazy?
That's wild.
That is crazy. It's a lifestyle.
They were like, these are great. Where do you get these?
Wow.
It's like they're everywhere. Everyone has.
I love a Stanley.
Maybe it's just like that New York mentality we have because everyone has a Stanley out here.
Well, they're $30, so it's like it's a lot. But then if you realize, like, it is so worth it.
It's like the only one you need one.
You need
and it's
one.
Like good for a lifetime.
Yeah.
You know,
unless you maybe forget it for a while.
Yeah.
And maybe you had coffee in it, and then open it up, and there's an ecosystem inside.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. It's like they're supposed to be eco-friendly, but then if you lose it, it's like, well, that's plastic would actually degrade a lot quicker than this metal hunk. In the sea.
That will be a thing archaeologists find one day from our generation.
Yeah,
all these giant metal cups.
They loved liquid.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we do have, and this is very upset. Two different men among men. Got in altercations this week. One, a wrestler who I admire greatly. One, I would say, the greatest American athlete.
Interesting.
And
Michael Phelps?
I was going to say Michael Phelps. That's crazy.
More American.
Okay.
Joey Chestnut.
Oh my, that is
the most American
athlete. What
happened
with Joey?
Joey Chestnut pleads guilty to hitting man at bar. Shannon. Oh.
Please say it was to defend America.
Yeah, the honor of
hot dogs. He busted his chestnut.
So he says he kind of doesn't even remember what happened.
He was having a few.
Yeah, he was very drunk. And he feels like he was probably playing around and like slapped this guy. But I guess he slapped him extra hard.
That does kind of happen with the guys when you're just palling around.
Yeah.
Just smacking your friends
in the
face.
Yeah, you just don't realize how incredibly strong and athletic
you are. Well, I don't think it was a friend.
No, it was not a friend. So he was sentenced to 180 days of probation. But
probation.
They are allowing him to travel to New York for the hot dog eating contest.
That's
wow, special treatment.
He's going to have an ankle monitor on at the...
So we're doing okay.
If Joey Chestnut slapped me, though, I would be like, okay.
You get one.
Yeah.
He's an American hero. Yeah. What do you want, Kobayashi to come back and beat it?
Yeah.
We got to protect America.
Yeah, you want to go back?
Slapped you with a hot dog.
Yeah.
I would bet he has big hands. I feel like he would be one of those dudes that's surprisingly robust.
Yeah.
And he's got big man hands.
I love that word, robust.
And the other, I know you guys aren't wrestling people, but I have watched the transformation of a guy. There's a guy from Europe named Ludwig Kaiser, and they did a thing in wrestling where they had a fake Mexican wrestler named El Grande Americano, which already is very funny.
Oh, yes, love that. Yes.
And they had him come out and say he was from the Gulf of Mexico, the Gulf of America.
Mm-hmm.
Then that guy got injured, and they replaced him with a guy, Ludwig Kaiser, who's like a foot taller than him, as a joke. And this guy is spoke, I believe, German and something else. This guy decides, I'm a fucking Mexican now. Learns full Spanish.
Wow.
And immediately starts cutting fluent Spanish promos. gets involved, starts dating a Mexican chick.
Wow.
And has, despite being a bad guy, become a Mexican hero.
That's so
People love this motherfucker.
He fully commits and has like a dead family member tattooed on his chest.
Yeah. This guy is like kissing, this guy's kissing babies in Mexico.
Masterclass.
Wow. So he had to turn himself in for battery this week.
Wow, he really committed.
We're nervous.
No, just kidding.
Well, no. People were nervous that because he's about to have he's going to face the original El Grande Americano in Mexico.
Whoa.
Versus mask, which is a very big deal there.
Wow.
And people are nervous. Oh, see, when they heard battery and they hear wrestler, that it might have been a lady.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Then you find out it was a dude and you're like, "Okay, maybe it was an altercation whatever." Now the story has come out, and I think he's even cooler. He was kissing his girlfriend on an elevator, and a guy who's a Mexican woman, and they say a guy told him, "Hey, you two knock it off, or I'm going to call ICE."
Oh.
Wow.
And he knocked the guy's dick in the dirt.
Fuck yeah.
In the elevator?
Yep.
That's great.
Just fucking cracked
up in an elevator.
Cracked the one in the elevator.
Wow.
And when I say... You know what? Sometimes let men be men.
Yeah.
You fucking popped off in front of the guy's chick. You were racist.
Yeah.
And you got a shot in the fucking nose. I say give it a walk. In fact, you should be embarrassed you charged him.
This guy is a hero.
Yeah. I mean, that's like something
and he's a hunk. Shannon, you want to bring him up?
Yeah,
bring
let's
him
see
up?
His picture.
Yeah.
He might be your speed.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. He looks, he's very Eastern European looking.
Yeah. Well, give a full body.
He's got like a Hitler youth.
Give him a little full body.
It's not my type.
Well, wait, he's got the physique.
Mm. That's wild. I'm going to call ICE on you.
That's a crazy thing to say. That's very.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Yeah.
He looks like a superhero with those.
Oh, I love it. He is cute. Okay,
see?
I like him.
Yeah,
now.
The mask stays on.
Yeah, keep the mask on, you weirdo. No,
that's
my
wild.
God, fabulous.
So shout out El Grande Americano.
Shout out to any man who defends his right to mack on a woman in an elevator.
Yes, that's a place for intimacy.
Honestly, kind of. It's like,
oh, that's
like...
the fun. Dude, when you're on an elevator with your significant other and it closes and you're alone, to have that pawing at each other make out session before the doors open.
Especially like when you know like you're about to go back and fuck or something.
Especially when there's one other guy in there.
Oh, especially it's like get a load of this home. Oh,
with like a weird cowboy hat.
The elevator's with like the mirrors, so you can also like look at yourself doing it and then stare at the guy staring at you.
Still got it.
Yeah.
Still got it, baby. And we will end today's show on one of our favorite things.
All right.
Which is Animal Striking Back. This is the morning
cool.
zoo.
All right.
One of my favorite things in the world is when an animal that I believe has probably been abused treated poorly decides it's had enough.
Nice.
And Shannon, this is, and it also goes in our continuing segment, which started as Indians versus Trains.
I loved that. I loved that.
Now it has gone on to Indians versus Everything.
Beautiful.
This is Indian the Elephant.
Oh, nice.
Oh, God.
So far, just standing next to the elephant.
I can't watch this. I can tell
he's poking it with a stick.
That elephant's been fucked up. Look how skinny it is.
Oh, yeah.
He poked it with a stick.
Wow.
It is now standing on his knees. It is now pushing him over with its trunk. Trunk on the back of the neck.
Yeah.
Trunk around the neck.
Whoa.
And now it is putting its full weight.
Oh, my God.
On his spine.
Whoa.
Oh, God. I just feel bad for the elephant.
Yeah. You have to respect these animals.
Yeah, you can't, like...
How mad was this thing that this happened?
I know, they go crazy.
Yeah.
They go crazy from being in confinement.
They're not meant to do... They're not meant to serve us.
No, they're not.
Look at that.
I like it. Whoa. Don't torture creature.
Yeah.
This mighty, have some boundaries and respect. Thank you, Hardy Rocks 465.
I'm just saying...
My sentiment exactly.
You know, maybe... we don't need to tame. Maybe we don't need to ride those.
Don't go on an elephant ride when you're in Thailand, you white bitch.
Plenty of domesticated animals you can't. Like, horses are domesticated to
ride
us. Yeah.
Ride a dog.
I would love to ride a giant dog. Oh, man, if I could ride my dog, that would be great.
There's mastiffs in this. Yeah. The East Village mastiffs. Have you seen them? They're huge.
I've seen it. My mom used to have a Bouvier dog, which is one of those giant sheep dogs.
Wow.
They look like a big, and like, if it was like, oh, damn, like little kids would all, and like little kids love big dogs. Like, they get all excited to run up and pet them.
They're actually good for city life because they can't really run. They can only just go walking.
Yeah.
And I want to commend said elephant.
Yeah.
Yes. I wish more and more elephant. I wish they had a union.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
And yeah, maybe something that like that big and that powerful, we should take it as a sign from God to leave it where it belongs.
Unless you
have like
what?
That natural kind of charisma like Tarzan, and you can naturally like tame, you have like a connection
if
with
them.
If
you're a whisperer, then it's fine.
If you put out your hand like this and like their trunk touches your hand and you have a connection, and then they wrap their trunk around you and put you on their back.
But
that's
then next
what's
thing
up.
You know, that guy's like molesting them.
You're right.
But you know
but
what?
If you need to poke it with a stick to do what you're doing or you need to hit
it's not good.
You got what you got.
Mm-hmm.
And I shit on America all the time. I hate this country and it's falling apart. Mm-hmm. But we do have animal regulations.
Yeah.
We do have, they don't do that here.
Yeah,
they don't
Brothers,
fucking do that here.
They stop doing all the elephant
and
animal exhibits.
Here.
And like, honestly, it's much shittier now, but it's probably for the best.
I went to a circus in Russia. Yeah. I studied abroad there. We went to a circus. It was the most fucked up thing I have ever seen.
That's where like the bears ride around the tricycle, right?
I saw it. They were driving cars and they were fucked up out of their minds.
I bet. Like, that
it was
like,
horrific.
They're like nailed to those bikes though, right?
I mean, these guys were just driving a little car.
Mm-hmm.
They were just, it was like a go-kart, but like every animal. I mean,
that does sound
up.
Hilarious.
Well, that's like,
it was pretty cool. But...
Who's driving? Bear is driving.
That's like Siegfried and Roy. Like all of their tigers were always like drugged up until like the drugs wore off and then Roy got mauled.
Well, it's the same thing with the, you know, the monkey that attacked the lady's face, ripped the lady's face off. She has a new face, by the way.
Oh, good for
her. She looks great.
Good
she
for
looks
her.
Great.
In comparison, yes.
Yeah.
Wasn't she also, it was drunk?
What it was it? On Percocet.
Mm.
Yeah, because they get so aggressive once they get older, you have to medicate them. Yeah.
Wasn't one of the ladies also doing sex stuff with one
I'm
of the
sure.
Probably.
They like, all are. They all are.
I don't trust it.
They're
I
like
don't
calling
like it
People their
like,
boyfriends.
It's like, God, I won't even jerk off in front of my dog.
Yeah.
Well, I hope not.
But like, I mean, like, he's not going to be
Watch
in the room.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, all right, you got to go in the other room, buddy.
Yeah.
And Dad's
got to
go fucking exercise these demons.
Well, they say Bubbles, Michael Jackson's monkey, turned
40
when he got older,
right?
And he's still alive.
Oh yeah.
But they said they used to keep him down, like once Bubbles turned.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have to.
They had to keep him like all the way at the end of Neverland, and he would fucking. Like call people over, like little kids would want to beat him, and he would just mush them with shit.
Yeah,
he would shit in his hand and just. Yeah.
They're vicious. They'll kill each other over a banana.
Well, they don't want to be in like a small little confined. They don't want to like wear clothes.
No.
Like just let them. Like you know, if you really care, you should donate to an animal preserve.
They have 99.7% the same DNA as
That's
humans,
crazy.
Chimpanzees too.
That's wild.
Isn't that wild?
I mean, like there used to be like all kinds of different species of like Homo sapiens and humans. Like we,
the Neanderthalls, but we kill each other.
Yeah,
the time.
And there were like apparently there were like several different species of humans like back then, and like Homo sapiens were the ones that kind of like fucked out the genetics of the others, and some died off. Like, they're little like pygmy people, and there's some that were like 9 feet tall, kind of Bigfoot type people.
Shannon, we get what they think Bigfoot was Gigantopithecus.
Yeah.
Which was like a 9 foot bipedal ape.
It's so scary to think that.
And then, so if you look at this is going to be, I apologize, this is conspiracy, Zach. If you look at, thank you, Gigantopithecus, when you look at what are considered Bigfoot areas, which is
Northern Canada.
Northern Canada into Oregon and that area.
Pacific Northwest.
Now, what else other than Bigfoot have we heard about? The Yeti, right? Abominable snowman.
Yes.
And that goes through Asia, through the mountains.
Yeah.
Those areas were connected before when it was Pangea.
Right.
So they think there is a through line where all those apes could have walked from Asia to America before the continent split.
Yeah.
And that it's all one version of something, and different people throughout history have seen it.
Yeah.
And that's where we get Bigfoot from.
I believe that.
That's a conspiracy theory I'm on board with.
I can get behind that.
You know, because it's like they have all that evidence that like octopi are super intelligent. Mm-hmm. It's like there's so much that we don't know about the Earth.
And Shannon, we can end with this. Can you please look up? I just watched some. It was an exhibit at a zoo where they have ropes and they show you how strong the different animals are. And could you beat this animal in a tug of war?
Ooh.
So basically it's like that's a rope and it's connected to a weight. And it's the average strength of that animal. And it shows how quickly we would lose.
Yeah.
Like, competing with stuff. You're like, oh, I got that. And you're like, nope. That thing would rip me up.
Wow.
And Shannon, I don't know exactly what you would search. Maybe rope strength test zoo.
Does this look like it?
That looks exactly like it.
Oh, wow. See?
Oh, damn.
Yeah, this... These guys, I would not fuck around with one of these animals.
I think Lewis needs to do this.
No, don't.
Oh, guarantee you Lewis thinks he could beat. Dude, Lewis told us he could beat a moose in a fight. And then we had to show him how big moose are.
Yeah, you don't want to fuck around with a moose.
You think it's like a bullwinkle thing. It's like the size of like three cows or something. It's massive.
He argued that he could choke out a moose, MMA style.
He would like jump on the air. He would like grab its antlers.
This year at Skankfest, it'll be animal cruelty. But that'll sell some tickets.
I'm not opposed to it. Shannon, was there any more to that? That was it.
No, that was it.
Okay, yes. Nice. Lewis has claimed... Has there been an animal Lewis hasn't claimed he could beat?
No. No, he thinks he could beat them all.
The only thing that can stop Lewis J. Gomez is another Lewis J. Gomez.
Is another Lewis.
I think he's mentioned being scared of bears, right?
I mean, he means
big gay men, not the animal.
But yes,
a grizzly bear or a polar bear, you're not gonna.
Polar bears will like fuck you up. They're like massive.
Kill you.
Yeah.
And grizzly bears are huge. But black bears, you could probably fight a black bear.
I mean,
sure.
Like with black bears, you just like go on, shoo.
Yeah.
You know, they're,
yeah. They're yeah. small. They're yeah. small.
Pandas, I could fuck up a panda. But who would want to?
That's awful.
I bet a panda on a good day is a motherfucker.
Yeah.
What about a koala though?
Oh, yeah.
I held one time when I was
that must have been nice.
It pissed on me.
Oh, nice. That means it likes you.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they do.
It feels comfortable. It feels safe.
And it grabs onto you. I was like a kid when I did it, and it was just latched onto my tit immediately. You can see it in the photos. It's just...
Sexual harassment.
Yeah, I was like...
Yeah. I watched this thing of orangutans feeling up women today. And it really fucking made me laugh. The women are also showing up in like bikini tops with titty meat falling out.
Yeah. What, to where now?
It's like a photo op with orangutans.
Of course, for Instagram. Yeah.
I didn't know when orangutans had that big, those big cheek face things. That was like because they're like in mating season. I thought they just like all looked like that. But,
I did not know that either.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, they're vicious. They're
scary looking.
In a heartbeat, they'll kill you.
Look at us learning about animals here on the zoo.
Fuck yeah.
Well, thank you to my guests, Joe Gorman and Katie Hanning. Katie, please plug your taping one more time before we go.
This Friday, May 29th, 9:30 p.m. at the Bell House in Brooklyn. It's in Gowanus, Brooklyn. I'm taping my new special. Please come out. My tickets, you can find them online at Katie Hannigan Forever. Just Google my name, Katie Hannigan, and you will find them. Thank you. Please come. Please
come. Fantastic. Please support Katie and her taping. She's super, super funny.
Thank you.
And you'll be really glad you went. And thank you guys for tuning in. We'll be back on Wednesday here on The Morning Zoo. Goodbye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down. Just like your favorite Obese clown. Grab a coffee. And join the crew. It's Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. It's Zach Amico's.